Haunted hospitals are a rare delight for ghost hunting aficionados, and one of the most famous ones is right here in the Northwest. NWPB's Rachel Sun has more on what you might find if you visit St. Ignatius Hospital in Colfax, Washington.
Val Gregory runs the tours at St. Ignatius. She says she was never a believer in ghost stories, but that changed after she started working there 9 years ago.
I was the biggest skeptic there was. Now I've heard and seen things that I go, I don't know what that is.
Inside the hospital, cracked, peeling paint, broken windows, and scattered antique wheelchairs add to a sense of eeriness. Some areas have been deemed unsafe to walk in, but much of the building remains accessible, including patient rooms and an operating room. Areas with higher levels of apparent ghost activity have been marked with red paper. Some of those high-activity readings are thought to be residents who lived in the building after the hospital was decommissioned. It was later turned into an assisted care facility for people with developmental disabilities. Gregory's own stories over the years are numerous.
The other night I heard a little kid talking in the kitchen, so I went in and put my phone down and then went back to the gift shop. And when I came back, I listened to it, and it was a little kid talking to a woman. And I was like, this is good that I left.
Guests hoping for similarly spooky experiences have several options to choose from exploring the four-story building. Packages range from two-hour day tours to private nighttime investigations for several hundred dollars. Gregory and the building's owners have added touches to help visitors imagine what the space would have looked like. Antique hospital beds have been made up and IV stands set next to them. Other rooms include old bits of mail and newspaper clippings related to the hospital. But outside of management by Gregory or the owners, a subculture around the hospital has emerged that, if you'll excuse the pun, has taken on a life of its own. St. Ignatius isn't just a place people go to find ghosts. Guests sometimes bring their own eerie mementos. Gregory says early on, she had emptied out one room that was filled with dolls and stuffed animals from the building's time as an assisted care facility.
And it was to the ceiling. And nobody would go in there, and I go, okay, I'm going in, and I'm just going to throw them away and clean them out. So I did.
But after she mentioned the room's history on the TV show Paranormal Lockdown, guests started bringing their own dolls to replace what had been there.
People bring them. Those aren't from us.
No way.
They are just, people just show up. And the other day, there's three more in there. I went in there last night. I goes, those dolls were not here yesterday.
Today, Gregory works with the owners, leading tours for a percentage of sales and running a gift shop in the hospital that includes commemorative St. Ignatius t-shirts. In the 9 years since she began tours, Gregory says the hospital has hosted over 42,000 visitors. Gregory says she remembers when she started working in 2015, she faced some skepticism about the allure of an old hospital before the tours went live.
They said, we need to bring tourists. And I said, what are you doing with St. Ignatius? And they said, nothing, it's gross. I go, I know. I go, but it's always known as being haunted. And so we came in, and then within a month, we had it up and running. And we sold out every single ticket within 8 hours for the entire month of October.
Gregory says when they first opened, money from the tours was used to start a business incubator program for the city's downtown. Now, under private ownership, much of the money from the St. Ignatius tours is being used to restore the building itself, which was named one of Washington's most endangered historic places in 2015. Those tours help pay for a new roof. Gregory says she's hoping those funds will continue to breathe some new life into the historic building. Reporting in Colfax, Washington, I'm Rachel Sun.